The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that if we do not accept the kingdom of God as a little child, we will not enter it. Now, how do children accept? They've been taught. They believe. They accept what is said to them. Now, we know at this point that there are lots of things that are said to us that are not true. And yet at the same time, we know that there is one who is true, and in fact, as Scripture tells us, he can neither deceive nor be deceived. He cannot lie. God is truth. He has revealed himself to us, and he has revealed himself to us through his Son. So everything that God has taught, we know to be absolute truth. It is not a mingling of truth and error. It is absolute truth. So again, we have to begin then with that question. Do we believe that? We believe when our parents teach us something because we know that they love us. We know that they want us to have the truth. God loves us infinitely more. And since God is truth and can tell only the truth, then we have the fullness of truth. We have absolutely no reason to doubt. Think back when we've talked about the Blessed Sacrament, and we can say, okay, we can talk about all of these miracles, as they would call them, that have happened when the host turns into a piece of flesh, or when the host bleeds, and all these things. But we don't believe because of that. We believe because Jesus said it. That's why we believe, because he's God, and he said, this is my body, this is my blood. That's why we believe. Because he spoke it. And so again, we can look at that kind of situation and ask, do I accept that as a child? Think when you were teaching your kids about First Communion. You teach them that this is Jesus. You teach them about transubstantiation. You teach them the basics of this to the degree that they're able to know. Do your kids stop and say, oh, wait a minute. How can the substance of one thing become the substance of another? And, well, does this really make sense? Is this reasonable to think this? No, they accept because you have taught it to them. Because they know, they can trust you. And because you have said it, they trust that it's the truth. If that's the case for us, it is infinitely more the case for our Lord. He said it. Therefore, it is true. But we have to accept first that he is God. And we have to accept that God is absolute perfection. These are things we tend to take for granted, but we really need to think about those things. Because again, if our Lord's telling us we have to accept the kingdom of God like a little child, we are talking about God. But we're also talking about something that is very, very personal. Because remember, Jesus said the kingdom of God is within. It's not out there somewhere, it's here because God dwells within you. And yes, we do pray and hope one day we will be able to be united with him in heaven. In the meantime, he is there united with us. Again, we've all heard that hundreds of times, but do we accept it like a little child? Because the Lord said it. Because otherwise you stop and think about it and you say, well, wait a minute. If God is bigger than the universe, and in fact he's infinitely larger than the universe, how can he dwell in me in the fullness of his being? That doesn't seem to make sense. If God is almighty and no one can look upon the face of God and live, how can he be in me and I can somehow or another still be alive? And more than just being alive, I'm alive with his life. Not just natural life, but supernatural life. How can this be? To the natural mind, it doesn't make sense, does it? To one with faith, makes perfect sense. Because God is love. Because he loves you. That's why he's there, and that's why he doesn't destroy you. Because he wants you to share his life. He wants you to share his love. That's the part that we have to accept as a child. It's beyond our comprehension. We're talking literally about infinite and absolute mysteries. We will never comprehend them even in heaven. So all we have to do is just say, I believe. But again, not in your head. It has to start there, but it needs to get to the heart to accept, to embrace, to truly believe what it is that our Lord is telling us. Because until we get to heaven, heaven has already come to us. Think about what just happened a couple of minutes ago. You received Almighty God in Holy Communion. So what do we say right at the beginning of the Pater Noster? Our Father who art in heaven, where is he right now? Inside of you. He's in the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle, but by this point, the Blessed Sacrament hasn't completely gone away within you. The Lord is there. That means your soul is heaven right now, because it's the place where God dwells. Our Father who art in heaven. Yes, he is in heaven. He is in your soul. That's what we have to accept, like a little child. The more you try to figure it out, the more you're going to figure out that this can't happen. How could it be? I'm a sinner. God couldn't do this. I'm unworthy. God couldn't do this. That's impossible. God wouldn't do that. Why would he humble himself to be inside of somebody like me? No, that can't be. We will talk ourselves out of it. That's why we must accept like a little child. Not because it makes sense, not because we figured it out, because we will never figure it out, but because he said it. That's why. That's what children do. They accept because they know that someone who loves them and they can trust told them. Someone who absolutely loves you, and someone who we should be able to absolutely trust. Someone we can absolutely trust, but unfortunately we don't often, but we should, because he is absolutely trustworthy, has told us. And therefore, because he said it, we believe. And if we can do that, then we can accept the kingdom of heaven like a little child, and the kingdom of heaven then will be open to us.